We're talking with Jennifer Smith Beaudoin today, CJMQ. So welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And you're with the Lenoxville and District Women's Center.
Yes.
Now, Lenoxville and District, you cover Lenoxville, obviously. What other districts do you cover?
We have a regional mandate for the whole 05 S3 region.
Okay.
So we cover quite a big part of that. And so we do activities outside of Lenoxville as well. Our offices obviously are here in Lenoxville, but we do have that regional mandate as well.
Okay, great. So you're covering the districts of Sherbrooke, Waterville, North Attleigh, Quaticook, all those districts?
Yes.
Okay,
it.
Good. You provide services in English, I believe?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so English exclusively, or are you bilingual?
Our staff is bilingual. However, all our services and activities are done in English and offered in English.
Okay, that's a great place for English people then. And it's a women's center. Do you know a bit about the history of the Lenoxville and District Women's Center?
The Women's Center has been around since 1981.
Okay.
So it's been in Lenoxville for quite a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always had a similar mission in informing and referring the English-speaking women throughout the Estuary region and just offering different kinds of help through activities, through workshops. And it's been going strong for quite some time now.
Good. So you offer workshops, you offer help. What types of help would you offer?
We offer sexual assault counseling services here at the center.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have a listening ear, we like to say, and any questions that women may have regarding any issues, really, we're here to listen, we're here to help, and refer or inform as much as possible on a variety of subjects and issues.
Okay, that's a wonderful service. Now, you're having an open house coming up. That's very exciting. That's this Thursday, I believe. That's September 23rd, and it's from 5 to 7. And what's going to be at the open house? Tell us about those activities.
We have a few activities during our open house. It's our annual open house, which we have every September.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of our we're back moment for our members, so we encourage all of our members to come down and say hi, see our offices, look at our fall lineup for our activities, as well as renew their memberships if they're interested. This year, as always, we have light refreshments that are offered to the women.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the launch of our new website.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked hard, and we've had local website designer Corey Cutting
redo
our website, so that we hope to reach more women even through this new website with all the updated information and services that we offer.
Okay, that sounds exciting,
yeah.
A new website. So
So we're very much looking forward to sharing that with our members and the ones present here and everyone else who will be able to view it after Thursday. And we also have a fashion show, a bit of entertainment for the women, with some clothes from our new boutique Encore located downtown in Lenoxville.
Good. Now, the Boutique Encore, it's quite close to CJMQ.
It is.
So that's a lot of fun. I think it's being used a lot by everybody in the community.
Yeah, it's been a huge success. It's been a year now almost already.
Wow.
And it's been really well received in the community. We've had much success, and we're very pleased.
Good. Would you like to tell us a bit about the boutique?
The boutique is a secondhand store. All the items that we have there are donated by members of the community, and we resell them at a small cost, and all the profits from the sale of the clothes are redistributed into the community, so the store is run as what we call a social enterprise. So there are also, along with the monetary profits, there are also social profits of the store of making that kind of store accessible here in Lenoxville.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a very good volunteer program in the store, which encourages people to participate in their community and in different women's center activities as well.
Okay, that's wonderful. So the people that work in the store, they're volunteers?
We have a store manager,
mm-hmm.
and then most of the shifts are picked up by volunteers.
Okay, so if somebody has some used clothing, gently used clothing in good condition, they can bring it to the Boutique Encore?
Yes, absolutely. absolutely. And they can also bring it to us here at the center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're located at 257 Queen Street. That's where the Women's Center is.
That's correct.
And the boutique is open, I believe, only certain days a week?
Yeah, the boutique is open Thursday and Friday from mm-hmm. 10 a.m. until 8 p.m., mm-hmm. as well as Saturday from 10 to 4.
Okay, and women's clothes, is that correct?
We have women's clothes, shoes, accessories. We also have men's clothing and shoes as well.
Okay, neat, good. And it's definitely a fun place to go, environmentally friendly too. So
absolutely.
I think a lot of people are using the boutiques and fripperies now in general. Okay, great. The fashion show, who's going to be in the fashion show? Tell us a bit about it.
The fashion show, like I said, are closed from the boutique. Mm-hmm. It will be here at the center during our open house.
Mm-hmm.
And we have local models, nice volunteers who have offered to model the clothing for us. So it's an opportunity also to show some of our fall styles that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And just get the word out about the store, about our members, about the Women's Center.
Good. So all the money goes back to the community, to different services that women may need.
Yeah, and we encourage people, if they have any suggestions on how to reinvest the profits, we're open to suggestions as well.
Good. So the website, now, what is the price for membership to the Lennox-Flynn District Women's Center?
The membership is $12 for the year.
Wow, okay.
And so we encourage people to take a membership. It's important for us in terms of numbers, of showing how many members we do have
mm-hmm.
For funding applications mainly. The membership fee is really to show your support to the Women's Center and what we do, the different activities and services that we offer.
Okay, definitely a good cause.
Yes,
good.
Well, we think so.
Now, the Women's Center is open during the week, I guess. I guess you have a special day on Wednesday, because I often read in the paper that you have, like, people join on Wednesdays or something like that. You get together for...
Yeah, exactly. Our office hours, our regular office hours, are Monday through Thursday from 8:30 to noon and 1 to 4:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And on Wednesday afternoons, we have our activity called Welcome Wednesday,
okay.
which will resume next Wednesday on the 29th.
Okay.
And we encourage women to drop in, and some bring a craft, some bring some magazines, some just come to have a chat, and we have tea and coffee. And it's a chance for us to get to know our members,
mm-hmm.
if any of them have some suggestions they'd like to make about our workshops, or even just for them to come and gather together and have a nice, pleasant afternoon.
Good. And what about your membership? Do you have some good numbers, or definitely needing more, I guess, all the time? Or?
Well, it's nice to have higher numbers
mm-hmm.
so that people support us. We do have a strong membership base, though. We have very loyal members that we've had for many, many years.
Good.
So we have... a little around 250 members.
Oh, that's good.
And we also, mm-hmm. We reach more women than that, obviously, through our newsletters and our website
mm-hmm.
and all of these activities that we have.
Okay, so if somebody signs up to be a member, they will get a newsletter too? Or?
Yes, at the moment we are still mailing the newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
They will be available on the website as well.
Good.
So anyone who's interested in not receiving it by mail anymore can look at it on the website, print it out at home. But everyone is more than welcome to have a paper copy as well.
Good. So, and that lists all the different activities, things going on at the Women's Center,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, exactly. Good. Our monthly newsletter will keep everyone up to date on what's upcoming for the next month.
Good. And I think you also have a library where women can take out books, borrow books.
Yes, we do have a lending library here at the center with books on various issues that might be of interest to the women
mm-hmm.
in the area.
Good. Now, if somebody can't make it to the open house, can they still drop by and get a membership?
Sure, absolutely. Like I said, we're here Monday through Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and we really encourage people to stop in and come and renew their memberships here, or even just to come by and say hi, and if they have any questions, we're more than happy to answer them and help them with anything they might need.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jennifer?
I think that's that completes everything that's upcoming, but we'd love to see everyone at the open house on Thursday from 5 to 7, or any other time after that if you can't make it. But we always like to see the members and see what they have to say, and even people who are not members. If you don't know about the center, if you're curious about something, just drop by and see what we're all about.
Good, good. And again, you're located at 257 Queen Street in Lenoxville.
Yes.
And the phone number, 819-564-6626.
That's correct.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Jennifer.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.